Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Wow!
Welcome to Drinking Bros.
Dolphin me.
Roly-poly.
Ross is the
beard
fatty.
And hatted dude show.
It's the beard and hat dude show.
Soon we're going to have a tabby cat talent show.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. A whole show just for tabbies?
Well, Jared and I, a couple years ago, we came up with this idea where we wanted to hold on or hold a
beard
talent show.
Growing.
A beard-growing...
Tabby cat talent show.
Tabby cat and dick-sucking talent show.
I mean,
remember?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It was a tabby cat, beard-growing. I think there was something else.
Yeah. There was, like best ginger beard.
Yeah.
I'd probably win that one right now.
Well, I mean... Pseudo ginger.
What kind of tabby would you bring? Would you bring a ginger tabby, or would you go with a gray tabby?
I wouldn't double up on ginger.
Yeah,
I'm just envisioning like a tabby in a top hat with cufflinks, just dancing around.
It doesn't. The whole statement how gingers don't have soul really applies to you. Though,
I know.
Dan,
well,
D'Anthony.
Yeah, but he's gone away from the red hair. He used to have redder hair.
Yeah, that's called age and stress and cortisone levels.
He's getting gray in
the
side.
I mean, what's the stress? I mean, the only stress Dan have is the fact that he's ran through the entire grinder list in town.
Yeah.
And he has to go elsewhere.
There's a lot of transgender people in San Antonio, by the way.
Is there really?
Seriously?
Quite a few, yeah.
There's a lot, yeah, yeah.
Why? I mean, that actually surprises
me.
So I
troll people on... So I create Craigslist ads. All the time, not for sex stuff, but I create Craigslist ads like I have a dog for sale, and then I tell people that the dog died.
Ate the dog.
I ate the dog. I said one ran away and joined a gang or something. But I do the same thing on dating apps. I just troll the fuck out of people all the time. You know me. I'm a piece of shit.
I used to do that a lot. That used to be a side
so
gig for
side
me.
Hustle.
I
love it so much.
When I was deployed, we would make... Yeah. We would make... Match.com profiles and really explicitly weird shit,
yeah.
And then pull a combination of pictures that aren't the same person, obviously, and then instantly ping women and go, "What shoe size are you? And can you send me pictures of your feet?" That was my go-to.
The best thing that we ever did was on Tinder. It was back years and years ago. Remember that? We had a group of guys, and what you can group Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
And
so we would go spoken GIF images.
Yeah, and so we'd partner with like these three chicks that were in a group date thing with the three of us, and we would just speak in GIFs. And it got real fucking weird real fast. So if you have friends out there, you should try that because it's absolutely amazing.
I don't think they have group Tinder anymore, dude.
We went full piece of shit that one night because we had three or four groups of girls all come to the same bar and was like, we'll see what happens.
I think that's actually...
Fuck it.
I think that's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Actually.
Really?
Yeah. That's funny.
Where you're on group Tinder?
It's well, they didn't call it Tinder, but yeah, it was
group dating.
It was a group dating, all came to the bar. Yeah,
yeah, it's
interesting.
That's pretty funny.
I don't remember that one. That show is amazing, by the way. If you don't watch that, you should.
They're on like season 90 though. At this point, I mean, they've got to kill it now. At this,
it's 14.
14.
I'm fairly
seasons.
Certain
it's the longest running comedy show of all time. I think now.
I think
what about,
sitcom wise,
live action like live. Simpsons got you beat there,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Simpsons has been on for 30 years, and those guys are richer than Jesus. Every single one of them, they're making $1 million an episode on the Simpsons just for a voice.
Jesus
didn't even have a bank
account.
You know,
Jesus took a vow.
He didn't even have a bank account.
No one had a fucking bank account.
What?
But nobody was richer in spirit. You know.
Like, Jesus didn't even have a debit card, man. What's his problem?
He didn't.
Well,
he didn't
I think that's plastic. A lie. They didn't had some exist. Form of bank account, like maybe like a stone safe that they locked up coins in.
The disciples called it the bag.
Okay.
And it was a bag of money that they just carried around with them.
Yeah.
That was so fucking coin interesting. Purse. You should write a dissertation
Damn,
on that statement.
The bag.
I'm sure someone has, actually.
And it was
coming
a bag.
Coming to a theater near you.
The bag.
You were a theology major, though, so nobody knows more about religion on this show than you do, Dan.
Well, Evan knows a couple of things, but I don't think we can talk about that anymore.
I was a liberal arts major, so I essentially burnt $52,000, and now I have a piece of paper for it.
Well,
super exciting.
I mean, that can get you somewhere.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's
solid $12
here.
An hour job. The
it
only reason I'm
here.
Decent business is because of my bachelor's degree. Accurate whatsoever.
Got you here, and that's what matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Like, the bachelor's degree is now the high school diploma, and you have to get a graduate degree to get a real white-collar job these days.
I think there are bachelor degrees out there that would be considered basically a high school diploma.
Mine.
If if you're in a very specific degree program. But I also think there are very hard bachelor programs, right? So, yeah. You know, bachelor in mathematics hasn't necessarily changed in 30 years,
no.
Right? It really hasn't. So
why do you think so? That
because
I'm kidding.
Yeah, right? Or, you know, computer science, mm-hmm. Right? So engineering, science, like any of those, I think you're still looking biology.
But those give you knowledge that lead to a skill that you need.
Well,
to
people
job.
I think act in how it was like 20-30 years ago.
Like, where, like, what are you going to do? You're going to work at a library or art gallery?
Be a curator,
what are
basically.
You going to do?
Well, yeah, like back in the day, a bachelor's degree meant like higher education. You're awesome. Now it's like, well, what is it in? Because if it's not in some form of trade or applicable skill, and I'm beating myself up because I have a liberal arts degree, it taught me nothing other than how to write and a lot of general bullshit.
Yeah, but that's a really important
stuff.
Skill.
It is.
Being able to do project management and Gantt charts and write long papers is a really good skill.
I learned more in my week-long project management course I went through back at my old job than I did probably in all of college.
Yeah. I mean, but also, I was thinking back, why aren't we teaching just taxes in high school? Like, I didn't have a single fucking class about taxes in high school.
Instead of home economics?
They do. I mean, you have to search the correct course. I mean, I remember taking, Yeah, exactly. Home economics.
But where was it?
Where was the home economics part?
Cooking and like some other bullshit. It wasn't fucking this. Hey, this is how you live your life when you leave here.
I took it in middle school. Like,
I can't remember. I really can't remember. I can't even remember that far back. I'm really good at just forgetting shit.
Yeah. High school's the same way though. Like when I had my guidance counselors, I fucking hated math. So I tried to do all psychology classes, like theory classes, and all this other bullshit. And it was pretty easy because. It's, I mean, how do you grade like a paper on your feelings?
Yeah,
you can bullshit.
That's true. It's all subjective. Hey, let me ask you this, Evan. As the CEO of Black Rifle Coffee, would you hire somebody with a college degree versus somebody just out of high school or somebody just out of the military with no college degree? How do you judge who your employees are going to be when you interview them based on a resume?
Hyper dependent on the position.
It's all dependent on the positions and the pre-qualifications for the positions and the person's experience. So,
like, you're not going to hire a high school grad for a CPA position. I think that would be a bad move in business.
Probably a bad move.
Yeah. Probably a bad move.
Sure.
Yeah, but if you've got a guy like, you know, we went through an interview process for the chief operating officer of Black Rifle Coffee, and we met people that didn't have college degrees that had achieved a very specific amount of success within their executive, like within an executive category. And one guy specifically, he was a very successful executive and he had a high school diploma. Mm-hmm. And it was based on how much work that guy had put in over the last 30 years. And he was more successful than guys that had master's degrees from Harvard.
Yeah,
he was
probably got in with some company early and learned the ropes and then grew in that one company and they moved on to other companies and kept growing.
He structured one of the largest deals in modern CPG history and he was he was the lead architect in it.
He was a veteran too.
Yeah, he's a veteran. I mean, awesome guy.
He had alligator shoes. I remember that.
Yeah,
and I made fun of him, but he was very well dressed. I'll give him that.
Very well dressed, but there's a great example. Once you get into the professional workplace, you can continue to achieve based on your individual drive, intelligence, mm-hmm. than what you're willing to take on to further professional develop yourself. Yeah. Like it's very applicable even today in America. I firmly agree. This is within the modern workplace. It is the land of opportunity if you go to the right company with the right company.
I agree. There's a lot of examples that come out of like the talent industry. And Ross, you could probably speak to this, but like I know a few girls that started as secretaries for a talent agency making $32,000 a year.
I mean,
Fast forward eight years, they're running their own talent agency. They have fucking 50 people that work for them and they're bringing in $2 million a year. And you're like, woo, girl, you crush it. It's pure hard work.
I think the division is some things are institutional knowledge based mm-hmm. and some things are academic knowledge based. Like
that's
a
fair.
CPA is academic. You have to know the math and know how it works.
You have to learn the checklist from somebody that is
right. So
expert.
Like if you wanted to get in the profession of being extremely overweight and fat, Ross is your go-to guy.
Oh man.
Are we starting with this? We all can't
do
steroids on the show.
Man, are you offering classes? On the show.
I saw an Instagram picture and Jared was looking ripped and you look like something.
Shredded. Woo! Shredded.
Boy, give me whatever Russ you're taking, dude. I'll become Jose Canseco overnight.
Russ isn't ready for this.
What, when I'm taking a morning workout? That's all I'm taking, bro.
actually working out when he goes to the gym, not just hanging out for 2 hours and saying, I did 2 hours at the gym.
This is something I figured out. When you go to a gym, you actually have to pick up heavy stuff and get your heart rate up to burn fat.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So...
Yeah, look, I'll be there in 2 weeks. Work out all the fucking time.
What
so
the fuck are we doing?
We'll find out.
We have a fucking home gym. I just got a new leg press. Let's all ride a watt or something, and you guys do it with me. And we'll see who does it better.
Yes,
it's a fitness off between Ross and JT.
I'd say we'll film it. Yeah, and we can. Matt, why don't you set up whoever can lift the most at all of these
5K.
Bench. We can do bench. We can 5K. Do fucking biceps.
No, it's got to be a little bit of everything, right? Squats. Some endurance, strength.
Ends with the 5K.
Yeah.
Just do the new Army PT test.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because you haven't done it. Neither has Ross.
It's
what is it, Evan? What is it consist of?
Sit-ups, pull-ups, deadlifts, and then you have to do
a weighted kit run
or something like that.
Man, that is not my world.
It's not.
Or we'll just call our friend Matt Frazier and have him ride a watt for you guys, which I will not be doing.
We go with a run, and then we see who wins.
Why are you big on the run? Let me ask you that.
Because I know that I'll dust him.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the only thing you would probably beat me at physically.
I doubt it.
I think you guys should have a slap fight.
I think you should have a fight.
Yeah,
I think you guys should fight.
I have full protective gear at my house.
Open hand fight to the death.
I'm down for a boxing match like that. That's okay. Something I'm into. I'm no good at running. I'm not good at running. Like I can't.
I'm not boxing. I can't just, we'll do MMA.
That's hilarious. MMA. I really want to watch this. I will pay you both $1,000 if you do this. Like I will do all of it. We'll go to On It and we'll get my buddies up there to open up the mats for us, and you guys just. Don't kill each other. We're not trying to get TBI. We need your brains to work for business. But
so we do boxing gloves, but
60% sparring. Yeah, exactly. We'll put headgear on.
60 second rounds. That's great.
Because you both are going to get so smoked within 2 minutes because you're not used to it. I'll even do like a round with one of my MMA buddies first so you can see how to do it and not kill each other.
This is a charity.
Ross, are you
this
in?
A charity
for charity.
Challenge.
It's a charity challenge.
It's a charity challenge. It's tough,
and I'll tell you why. Like, and you can attest to this, Matt. Sometimes you get in a fight, even though you're friends with the other individual, and you become pissed off, and you're like, "Fuck it, I'm really going to start teeing off here." And you've had this with other MMA fighters where they kind of look at you.
But that's fine. I'll be the ref and I'll moderate it. And someone loses their emotions, I'm going to break the fight up, stand it back, calm you guys down, and then go for it. It's going to be great.
Because I'm not good with emotions during fighting and shit like that. I'm not.
Here's the other thing. If somebody loses their emotional integrity, we'll call it, or demeanor, you have to take your shorts off and fight with your penis flying.
Now that I'm great with.
That's a good cockfight.
We can just start with that one.
It's a good old-fashioned cockfight.
Let me ask you this.
That is a deterrent if I've ever heard of one.
Yeah. Not for them, too.
No.
Looks like we have to fight with our penises.
When you were talking about the beard growing and tabby cat competition, you skipped over the dick sucking part, which I was really interested in.
See, that's in the fine print at the bottom. You know, We have real large print that says beard growing tabby cat talent show, and then in real small print and dick sucking competition.
It's like that 12-mile road march at the end of EIB. You're like, God fucking damn it! I thought I was done with this.
Yeah,
you have to get a magnifying glass out.
Yeah,
all contestants will be required to suck at least one dick during this competition to be graded by other bearded men with tabby cats. What the fuck?
You just have a bunch.
That's
of
really
guys
specific.
Petting cats, watching a dude give another dude a blowjob.
I don't understand what the problem with that is. Hey, during the beard growing, do you have to watch the beard grow? Like, or is it like, hey,
you
have a month to grow it?
You show up grown.
Yeah, what happens is you register with a clean face on a timeline. And then it's the course, we'll call it 60 days or whatever. And then everybody has to show up 60 days.
You have 60
days
to train your tabby, too.
But the beard one's good because then you can trim it, but it's overall performance of facial
it's
hair.
Look.
Yeah. So
it's
is it
look.
Mustache? Yeah. Is it sideburns?
I think it's look. It's not length and girth. It's just how good do you look?
How good do you look?
How good do you look?
So it's up to you to shape it too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The beard.
No one can professionally shape it. You have to do
it yourself. Oh
man.
With a
I'm
double mirror. Yeah. You got to do like a low
Matt would probably win.
No, you guys are going to come up with some crazy stuff. Wait, you don't do that? I have those the for searching cars, those mirrors, and yeah. I put that so I can look at my butthole when I jack off.
Mm. Oh, no, I just look at I'm shaving.
I thought you were talking about something different.
All right, so I did some research.
Are we just going to gloss over?
I did some research.
Him jacking off to his own ass.
It's called jerking off stalefish.
Yeah, stalefish, dude. Yeah. Come on.
Stalefish, jerk off.
It was invented by Ryan Dunn, and so it's called jerking off stalefish.
Is that real, by the way? Did he used to do that?
No, it's from their movie Haggard. It was their scripted comedy movie that they made.
Can you Google that, Dave? Jerking off stalefish and see what that comes up?
Dave knows exactly what I'm talking about.
You and I are probably the only people in this room that do know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
no, I've heard of it. Yeah, yeah. He's been talking about it for three goddamn years now.
It's Don Vito.
I don't want to see it. I just want the description.
R.I.P. Don Vito. He's dead too. Right?
Oh my God, it is jerking off to your asshole. Look, I've never done a stale fish. I just made that up.
Yeah, while looking at it in a mirror. See, I told you.
Wow. If you say it, it exists in this fucking world of digital age.
What the fuck, dude? You've been in the toilet for 2 hours. Be patient, man. I'm jerking off stalefish.
Why do you have this look of disbelief? Like you didn't believe me that I knew what I was talking about here.
No, I believed you. I had no reason not to believe you. I just, you know, some of the categories we move into, I'm just kind of like, okay, yeah, stalefish, got it. Okay. This is a small window into Jared's mind. Now let's move on to a relevant topic.
Well, no. What if you jack off to your buddy's butt, but you don't touch it? Is that considered gay? Like,
I don't know. It was in the scene in the movie. He goes, he's probably been jerking off stalefish to his own ass while watching gay porn. So, I mean, that's kind of the same, right?
That's really complicated to be watching porn while looking at your own butt.
Anyways, I don't know.
Were you going to talk about a cod crisis or something?
No. I did do some research. I only found one video of them filleting a dolphin.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they use like, and
oh
it was
my God,
a big
really?
Fucking dolphin too. Like it was like a whale sized dolphin, but it looked
so
like
a Ross dolphin.
Yeah. But it was a beaked dolphin.
Two weeks, I'll be there. I don't even know where the fuck this came from, dude. Like, I don't even know where
he's
the
be
fuck
there.
This
he's gonna be
came
there.
From.
Chubby Wubby. He's been having mashed potatoes with every meal. Like Jesse told
me. You're talking about me.
He put mashed potatoes in his corn pops.
Oh, fuck me. I don't know when you became an asshole after you started fucking.
Your new gas.
How did that happen? That is top shelf Wagyu pussy.
Yeah,
that
we're
should make you
that
happier.
One.
That is not fucking flank steak pussy you're having. When you go into a deli and order pussy,
your new gas.
He actually stops you and says, hey man, are you sure you want this? Because that's real expensive. But somehow you've become an asshole like after it. And I can't figure it the fuck out. Does anybody else know what's going on over there that can clue me in on this?
I wasn't the one that started it.
I'm just poking because you get so mad, Ross. And this is hilarious. Like if you guys call me fat, I'd be like, sure, call me fat in the episode. I don't give a shit because you're not fat. But it's super funny because you get really riled up about it.
It's so funny.
I mean, God damn it, dude. Because again, like, Jesse, I don't know where this came from.
Jesse said that you were online literally shopping for Tommy Bahama as we were making fun of you. You're like, I'm just going to totally outfit myself with a new Tommy Bahama wardrobe. It covers up all my fucking fatness and fucking Hawaiian print.
No, I'm going the opposite. I'm going fucking extra small Baby Gap shit when I show up there. We tape every episode live. I mean, again, I'm on camera here so the audience can see. I don't give a fuck. I'm jacked as shit right now. Like, I'm going extra smalls on everything across the board. I'm going on blackriflecoffee.com using the promo code
DrinkingBros20
and Brian buying extra small female fucking tank tops to wear all goddamn week up in the studio.
Well, we have that's an incredible. I will say this: we do have an incredible line of female products, but I think the best product that we have is the premium roast to order coffee club that ships straight to your door.
Wait, do I have to keep buying coffee, or does it automatically ship to me?
You can put it on a schedule. That's why I designed it that way.
Yeah, but
wanted to have the finest, freshest coffee in America.
Hold on. What if I don't drink at all and I'm like, man, I kind of have too much coffee?
Ah, you can pause it, man.
What?
Or you can adjust the timelines left or right, depending on how much coffee.
But how would
you have.
I do that? Would you have like an allocated customer service rep just
I do.
For coffee club?
Because when you're a coffee club member, you have premium customer service support.
Wow. Yeah, but how am I ever going to run out of coffee?
You won't because you're on a subscription.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And it's way fresher and better than any coffee you can buy at any grocery store. So,
but you shift over. Stuff other than coffee, too.
We've got plenty of other options. We have plenty of other options. We've got great apparel. We have great email line. And I think some of the best stuff that we have, actually, outside of the coffee, is our t-shirts and hats, mm-hmm. because they're epic. And we have a whole new line of stickers coming out that are fucking epic. So, use Drinkin' Bros 20. Take 20% off.
30 sticker SKUs coming out.
Oh, proved shit.
Yesterday.
Damn.
I'm a big fan. By the way, this is a mid-roll ad for those in the biz. And yeah. Some people asked about the boner ad that we've been testing out.
I think it's hilarious.
So do I. And you can thank Jared for this. So when we did that Ropex episode about getting Ropex on as a sponsor, we actually reached out to Ropex and they would not sponsor
the show. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to. When we looked up Ropex, it was number 12 in its category. Like, why would we want to fucking advertise
number 12?
It's got
the funniest 12? Name.
I know it's That's got why. The funniest name.
I just
but
don't
like,
get the side effects. You know, it's like, come heavier. Heart disease. You might have terminal cancer.
And you
might
lose your first child. Your lungs.
Like, what the fuck?
You have to take four of them every day for the rest of your goddamn life.
And that's the thing. It's like, you won't experience the actual effects until you've had it in your system for 6 days. That's a red flag.
Yeah. And it's not like CBD oil where you're getting something good out of it. This is no. Right.
No, and it's number 12. It was number 12. So, I mean,
who's ahead of it in the rope market as far as how much semen you can pump out of your dickhole?
I mean, we had seen there was one on Amazon that was the number one, and I don't remember what it was called, but it said it had great reviews.
I actually Googled that, and I found out that half, if not more, of the, excuse my language, cum shots on pornographic film, they'll actually put something below the penis and shoot it out separately, so it's completely fake, but they line it up and shoot it completely
interesting.
Instant. Yeah.
That's so disgusting. Another camera?
That hurts my stomach.
Yeah, it's the angle, and they'll actually use like something that looks like semen, and they shoot it out from underneath it, and it's a person, so it looks like a huge one.
It's really gross.
Yeah.
We got a guest coming on the show in LA, Greg Lansky. We should ask him about this and who that cameraman is, because who's got to line up that shot? I mean, you're in the line of fire if that's your job.
At least you could get it unscented.
There you go.
You know, I was worried about the scent of my fake.
What is
jizz.
That? How to make fake semen taste test? What the fuck?
You can find a YouTube video for anything.
I've seen this before.
Oh my! Wait, I know her. What? Oh wait, I know her. Didn't she interview you?
She's like 6 years ago. This chick interviewed me.
She did have an interview with you.
Yeah, I remember that.
For what?
I forget what it is, but we trolled the video super hard.
Yeah, we did it in my kitchen table, and I was wearing the bear jacket, and I played Matt's lawyer.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow, that's super random.
Dolphin meat.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, the shirt is coming, guys. We promise. We just want to make it great.
Where's the update?
A lot of people have asked.
Put him on.
That is real?
Like, it is absolutely real. It's a nice shirt.
He's working on it right now.
It was two quick updates. He needs to stop what he's doing and finish it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Evan sent me a sample. Was that it? Because that shirt was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's
we just had to
pass.
Modify the text.
It's 85% there.
The problem is no one knows how to properly butcher a dolphin. That's
no, they do. Because I watched there is this video. It's from Japan. Again, it's a big dolphin, like the size of this table from that end to that end.
Holy shit.
And they're using like these medieval, like almost like fighting weapons to get the skin off. Because the skin's like this thick, so they get that off, and then they cut it into into steaks, and it looks very similar to tuna steaks.
And by the way, this is
illegal, right?
This is a joke, by the way. Hopefully, we all understand that. This is a joke. This is a bit. Like, you know, dolphins are fucking incredible animals. I will say that. Like, it's fucking. Like when you look at butchering a dolphin, like these things are fucking super cute and highly intelligent.
But that's why I want the shirt.
A cow's cute.
They're not intelligent. Cows don't have eyebrows, so they can't make facial expressions. That's why it's okay to murder them.
All right.
Wait, I don't think dolphins don't have eyebrows, do they?
You can draw them on, though.
Yeah, Dan draws all the
draw
eyebrows.
Chola eyebrows on dolphins.
He does. Yeah.
Come on down to Jared's dolphin eyebrow tattoo service.
You got a dolphin with no eyebrows? Let me fix that up for you, son.
Running a special. Three for one right now.
Yeah, women right now are getting eyebrows tattooed on. They're also getting freckles tattooed on their face for Meghan Markle.
Freckles?
That's freckles. Creepy.
Well, they've tattooed eyebrows on a lot, but they have that whole new scraping method now where they scrape a tattoo into your eyebrows, but it's like super topical. There you go.
Microblading.
Like almost every chick does it to thicken up their eyebrows. Yeah.
Microblading?
It's not like it's some like, you know, 19-year-old girl that scrapes into your eyes with a little numb cream in that.
It's essentially a tattoo, but it doesn't go down through that many layers of skin.
It's like a henna. It fades after about 6 months.
Got it.
You have seven dermal layers, right? The top dermal layer, and tattoos live between 3 and 4, so they go between 1 and 2 for microblading, so it fades over time as your skin sheds.
I wish you would work more and spend less time reading fucking random bullshit articles. Like, just like stop.
Well, you wouldn't have known about microblading.
What's that?
How hard is it to get rid of a tattoo? How many sessions do you need to get rid of a tattoo?
I'm on 4, and I still got one that I need to get done. I need like 3 more.
5 to 8.
Yeah. Depending on the color, on the location.
The level of vainness to tattoo freckles on yourself is, I don't know if you top that. That's just stupid.
But that's like when girls had the Cindy Crawford fake mole. You know, it's your body. Yeah. Do you? I don't care.
To each his own, dude. Who cares? I don't care.
I don't give a shit either.
If I met a woman
with tattooed freckles, I don't know how I'd feel about that.
She probably wouldn't tell you. You'd be like, man, you have cute freckles.
Have you ever dated a woman with a tattoo, period?
No.
That's like saying it's vain to get a boob job. Like, if it makes them feel better, their self-confidence goes up. Hey,
whatever.
You know?
Fine. Yeah, that's just justifying my
purchase behavior. But like that's what we should do one day, like a charity thing. Like, I'll just buy a drinking broette boobs.
You should.
But I get to pick. I get to go through. Like, I don't want to see their tits. I don't think my wife would be happy with that. But like, you know, give them some.
What
good
about
ones.
On the cruise?
700 cc's.
Would she allow you on the Drinking Bros cruise to be the judge of a wet t-shirt contest?
Yeah, sure. Why not? She'll co-judge with me. It'll work.
Is it Carnival? Who is it?
Yeah, Carnival.
I'm sure Carnival would love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's family friendly.
Are we allowed to do shit like that? Do we have any rules to this cruise? Are we allowed to have wet t-shirt contests?
We're going to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, we'll ask for forgiveness. I mean, I imagine
it's hard to kick you off.
I imagine, every time they come to talk to me, I'm going to claim that somebody else is in charge.
Yeah, that's actually, we should come up with a fake executive.
Yes, we should.
To blame everything on
Like, we should have somebody dress in the costume the first day as that person.
Carl.
And then we get rid of him. Yeah. Like, and we're like, oh man, I haven't seen Carl.
Like, get rid of him, like, off the boat?
No. Oh. It's just one of us dressed up as the person in charge, and
would
then
it be
he
worth
disappears.
Paying for, like, some real special effects makeup to make him look like somebody else?
The first day?
I'm like,
no one can find Carl.
Then the cops show up. Where the fuck is this guy? Like,
I don't know. He keeps showing up. He drinks Kahlua and gambles late at night.
We get charged
with
the murder for a person that doesn't exist. Yeah. That'd be pretty crazy.
That'd be pretty funny.
That would be funny, yeah.
I don't know if that'd be funny, but...
I mean,
I'd like to have a Drinking Bros wet t-shirt contest to see that go down.
I think you can't discriminate between men or women.
No.
Just everybody's like, because
like, it's a Drinking Bro.
Yeah, get them all and Ross there. Has at least C cup tits, so like he could do pretty good.
Not before the cruise, Matt. I'm taking whatever you're taking before the cruise. I will be fucking Mark McGuire by the time we get to that cruise.
You got him. You got him today.
I know, he's
you
mad.
Broke him.
He's mad. He's
for
mad at
me.
For
the first time, you broke him.
Big old fucking.
And then he doesn't. He's too scared to go after you. He ran after me on this one.
That's okay.
Ooh, I'm not scared.
I will modify. I'm going to put a what are they called? A honk horn, like Planet Fitness
you
in my
blamed
gym.
You blame me for that whole bit.
Free pizza and monsters at my gym. Like, I'm willing to accommodate. I get it. The lunk alarm. That's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So if I'm deadlifting too much weight, hit the lunk alarm.
Man, I live in a small town. We don't have a choice. Planet Fitness is the only
thing.
Do you
actually work out of Planet Fitness? I didn't know. Sorry.
We don't have a choice. That's the only gym down here. So we really don't have another option. You have a nice, like, $200,000 home gym.
I don't know if I can say that about them, but... If you're pursuing fitness, awesome. But the fact that you like coerce people into thinking that they're getting some form of exercise while feeding them pizza is just very, very
odd
to me. But they crush. Their business model really works. They make a lot of moonies.
I mean, it's all about getting people in the door for a subscription.
It does.
Do they really give away pizza?
Yeah, it's like every Friday or something is pizza day.
What the fuck?
On the like the first Monday of every single month, they give you.
And if you think about it, it's actually very discriminatory. Like, if you're a very fit person, work out there, you get the lunk alarm. I worked out there once, and for bench pressing, and they told me I was being too loud, and I'm a very quiet lifter.
Well, you definitely can't do like any cleans. Or
no, you can't like rack the weight hard, yeah. like, or you'll have some person that's like,
interesting.
I don't think that exists. I think it's more for the commercials and shit. I've never heard it, at least, but most of the people that I work out with are old, like, you know, they're like in their 60s. So
you're like in the
pool.
You
see them on the treadmill and shit.
Wait, you can't do the following exercises?
Yeah, T-rolls, overhead press. I don't know if that's real, but if it is, it's hilarious. No super setting. Don't do it. Don't you dare get fit. No HIIT training, okay?
Hey, let me ask you this. Since Ross is talking about old people, when you become an old man in a gym, how naked are you going to be?
Ross?
Man. No, you. Anybody. Me? That's for everybody.
Yeah, but the cool thing is like when you're 70 or something, your troll level goes up like 1,000% because you're old. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. Like, I'm going to be the guy that just starts. Yeah.
I'm worried then about what Evan and I are going to be like, because I spend 40-50% of my life trolling people.
Yeah, I know.
And
do you think you'll be out in public, though? I picture you guys going back, like, up into the woods, like, retreating like Bert.
Hmm.
Interesting. Do you think you'll live in a city?
I will always live in a city.
I don't want to live in a city.
I like cities.
No, but I would be, like, a recluse, and then probably 3 months out of the year, I'd go to, like, a really dope city and then troll people and drink far too much beer. That's my plan.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to constantly tell young people that I gave myself a vasectomy.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just like soldering iron and X-Acto knife, man. That's all you need. I can show you if you want.
You gave yourself a homemade V-sec. There was something my child did the other day when we were out that was a boss move that you guys always talk about. He pulled his pants all the way down to his ankles and pissed at a urinal. Yeah. And that got a lot of looks.
Pee with your pants down. I'm all about it.
Yeah. That's something I would do as an old man. Oh, I would go drawers to the floors and I would piss.
I really like that.
And shirt
That's a big move. Yeah. And then there's a lot shirt of guys who old men who get naked and then sit on the bench. Sitting on the bench to me, that's a little much because you're in it. You're taint, dick, balls, asshole.
Everything. Wait, is there a towel or no towel on the bench?
No towel. Whew. So that's the boss move that they're doing. They're going no towel.
Yeah, but they're like, AIDS won't kill me at this age, like heart disease will, you know? That's realistic. Like, if you get AIDS at 80 or something, like, what's it gonna do? It might accelerate your death, but whatever.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm not a doctor, so I'm just talking out my ass.
Part of the AIDS cocktail is HGH, so I think you would just get ripped.
That's true.
At that point.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen is ripped.
Jack LaLanne.
That's something I didn't know, is a lot of AIDS patients sling their HGH to get money.
Really?
Yeah. That's where a lot of it comes from. I didn't know that.
Wow.
And I don't do HGH. I mean, maybe when I'm like 50, I'll probably, you know, start shooting my stomach up, but
that's interesting.
I like that.
How big is that needle on HGH?
Those, I believe they're smaller because it's not submuscular. You inject it in your fat, I believe. But that you have to do it like 3 times a day. I fucking hate needles. And then you got to
Jesus. I can't stand
even if a
needles.
Doctor was like, do it. I'd be like, oh no, I'm good.
I don't care about needles, but 3 times a day. Yeah. No time for that.
It's depending on your dose, but then you have to keep it refrigerated like all the time. And you get like, fuck traveling with that.
Yeah. It looks like it's sub Q.
Yeah.
It's, basically an insulin syringe.
Yep.
Huh. Wow, wow. So what's it like a 30 gauge or something?
Yeah. It's like a 30 something, 1 inch.
Tiny.
Yeah, fuck.
But you need fat to put it
in. I can't take injections. Yeah. I can't do it.
So one thing too, like as we were talking about this dolphin thing, I want to, well, the Cove really did bring a lot of light to it. And it looks like now they've just increased a lot of security out there.
Oh, really?
Because I was wondering if it was going to, like, you know, when that came out and it caused all the outrage and everybody saw what they were doing over there, it was like, okay, at this point, it's going to be so much known about, like, there's no way they could keep doing it. And I need to look more because I think they are.
No, it's the Japanese.
They don't give a fuck about what we say. Yeah.
Why would they don't care.
They don't.
Why would they care what we have to say?
Yeah, they.
Well, especially in international waters. Like,
not an international. It's their waters.
It's their waters.
They do it Japan. On the coast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They heard them.
But then again, there's a bunch of American people going over there trying to fuck with them and breaking into this area.
Yeah, I saw that same thing where they've just increased their security, basically. And that makes sense. I mean, it increase your security so you can kill some dolphins. I mean, it just makes sense. Do I agree with it? I mean, I don't know. It's Japan. It's part of their history. It'd be like saying, okay, well, Eskimos, you can't kill any of your whales or any of this other
Maybe that's why things. There's not a lot of crime in Japan, because they're just, all their anger gets out in dolphins. Yeah. So it's like the this really
is
humble.
Is there not a lot of crime in Japan?
I don't think so.
Not really.
Really?
Because and even the organized crime organization works basically. It's an open organized crime. Oh. I mean, they're just like, Yakuza, I believe.
Yeah, Yakuza.
People know who belongs to the Yakuza, and ultimately, I think they keep everything fairly in balance. So it's very low. Statistically speaking, it's very low.
So just on the record, we're pro-Yakuza, anti-Dolphin.
Your word's not mine.
Yeah.
Except for our Nebraska
Dolphin.
Wait,
I think you got that backwards.
I don't know. I'm not good at this.
Yeah.
Dolphin farms.
What if a dolphin belongs to the Yakuza?
Yeah,
that's laser dolphins.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, we'd have to look at what region they were all from.
Right.
I mean, some dolphins are in special operations units. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's no joke. That's
like
real.
The bomb dolphins.
Yeah, it's real.
That's
and
pretty rad.
Swim.
They have anti-swimmer dolphins.
Well, the swims and buds would be a joke for those dolphins. Like the obstacle course.
Yeah,
would
but
be
how?
Yeah,
they would like Navy SEAL. I'm a fucking dolphin.
How's the dolphin going to write a book afterwards, though?
Very true.
Yeah, you can't hold a pen with
flippers. Yeah, no, it's called audiobooks. It's sonar books.
Sonar.
There I was shooting a bomb.
Wait, you're a dolphin that was a seal?
Can you be a dolphin seal?
I'm not making fun of Navy SEAL books anymore because I wrote a book, so it kind of invalidates any of my shit talking.
It's all
when is it?
Plus,
when
the
is
shit
it coming
talking
out?
Isn't good fun, man.
July.
It's always
is it really?
A joke.
What?
Matt, is it really for the audience?
Like 90% sure. My editor got fired on it, so that was interesting. And nothing,
from Penguin.
Yeah, nothing in relation to my book, but he got let go, and they assigned a new editor-chief to me, and we'll see how that goes. I don't know.
Yeah, because I sent an email yesterday, and I'm like, man, I just want to tell the fucking... I want to give birth to this fucking baby, so that way you don't have to answer the gender question every single day. Because I'm sure you get a ton of emails about it, right?
Sorry, that was a dad joke. I didn't get it. Yeah, people are very curious about it, and I'm excited that people want to read it. I apologize it took this long, but it actually was a silver lining that the book got a lot better based off of a 2-year wait. So, you know, I'm all about quality.
The funny thing is like, dude, look at how much your life has changed in 2 years. I mean, it's pretty drastic.
Like, we initially wrote the book in crayon because I was illiterate, but now it's actual pen.
It was all pictures.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. Like, it was a picture book written in crayon. But here we are, like an actual big boy book.
Hell yeah.
Because you've gotten married. Black Rifle Coffee is shit. I didn't realize until I saw a Black Rifle Coffee shirt the other day that said established 2014, how young the company is. I mean, the way that Black Rifle has grown within 2 years is even crazy enough that, you know, you had to tweak some of the last chapters too.
Absolutely. Yeah. My life has changed a lot, but I think for the better, and I think it leaves with a little more inspiration, and it will be good to go.
Yeah, and I think that's the positive of this book and this wait is that, look, everybody's life is always changing, but you get one shot at a biography and a bunch of cool shit has happened in your life for the last 2 years, so I think it makes it better.
Yeah, mom spaghetti.
Yeah, I was going to say mom spaghetti.
Mom spaghetti, dude. Also, trained dolphins are going for 20 to 30 grand over in Japan right now at the aquarium.
Trained.
Can we wrap one in Black Rifle shit?
I think you tattoo it.
I think that's the next evolution of marketing is to be able to put a sign on animals, in the wildlife. So when people are going to Yellowstone, it's like, these buffalo are brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee.
See, I really want to start advertising on the roofs of buildings on the aircraft approach at airports.
That's really good. I like that. I guarantee we could get somebody to buy off on that.
Like, we could probably buy roof space for pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Like, or we could put a giant thing right on the approach on DFW, like where everybody has to change planes.
I saw something the other day that was a little bit shocking. The back of a truck was a television screen.
Wow.
That's
super distracting.
Sounds very dangerous.
No, have you seen this?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen Vegas. They have the sides of the truck.
No,
not the back.
The back of the truck, the semi, was a television screen. It was an ad playing on the back of a semi.
Wow.
And I was there's no way that's safe, man.
What if they started playing The Wire? I would follow that thing all day.
Well, the other issue is like, dude, you're zoned the fuck out watching TV from the back of a truck. Is that safe? Is that something that There has to be a significant amount of liability.
Yeah, I
to
can't
this.
Even input GPS stuff in my truck when it's moving.
Look at this. Whoa. Right here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the you can see in front of it.
It's showing you in front of it. It's the safety truck, not a place for ads. That's how the idea started.
It was an ad.
That's where the idea started. And then somebody was like, can we play some ads on that safety truck?
I'll tell you what. Wow.
The weirdest pitch we got for Range 15, speaking on that, Evan, was somebody on bikes driving up and down, and they had TVs attached, flat screens, to their body. So the trailer of Range 15 was going to play on each side, and they would ride up and down like Venice, like the boardwalk and like the piers of like Hermosa Beach and all that shit for $5,000 a day. And I was like, Jesus. Man. Yeah. They sent me the brochure and the whole shit, and it was 40-inch TVs.
Ad courier where you just pay someone on a bicycle to like drive around with your freaking ad on Venice Beach. Mm-hmm. It might work.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If you make it spectacle enough.
Hey, there's the other one now where they're launching ads into space. Dave, see if you can pull up that article where they're going to launch
ads into space.
Were
they marketing to aliens?
No, they're marketing to your city. So it will essentially fly over your city. So like looking up at the sky like stars, it would be an ad for like Coca-Cola. And they're trying to figure out who owns the space up there and if you would be allowed to do this.
Okay, that is super fucked up. This is super fucked up.
Russia wants to put billboards. Wow.
I really like this. Actually.
This is hilarious. Oh, there it is right there.
Fucking cool would that be?
It would be fucking hilarious. This is full-blown idiocracy at this point.
Yeah.
We have space ads.
Because the argument is who owns space, which is no one, and then could Black Rifle Coffee just pay this company to do it? Could you just launch Black Rifle Coffee ads into space over, you know, let's say San Antonio? So from 8 o'clock to, you know, right when the sun went down, right about now, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, would you just see a Black Rifle Coffee ad in the air above your house?
Funny.
That's rad as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
I can't think of how much you could troll your friends with that stuff.
I mean, that's an expensive troll.
But if a company like us, I imagine it's a series of panels, and you can make it light up however you want to make different displays.
Yeah, and it's just lights.
If this group right here had access to something like that, lawsuits.
Yeah, but then it's going to create unreal expectations for the average man, because some fucking billionaire is going to propose to his young ass wife up there, and they're like, "Why didn't you buy me a spaceship?" Fuck, man, it's getting hard to be a dude around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be a dude anymore.
I identify as a dude.
Whoa.
That's strong. Heavy. That's heavy.
Like, I'm a double dude now.
Did you see that troll that Michael Knowles did? Before he leaves office, President Trump must at least for one day identify as a woman, thereby forcing the left to either admit the absurdity of transgender ideology or acknowledge Donald Trump as the first
female president. That's so funny, dude.
I think that's funny. I don't really know what he means by the absurdity of transgender ideology.
But I don't.
He's not saying that it's absurd. I think he's more talking about the
social reaction
how you can just decide in 1 second and then everybody's supposed to bow down to it.
But that's an interesting question. So if Trump decided that he was going to become a woman like Jenner, basically, would the left finally say, you know what? This is we're going to get behind it. We're going to get behind it.
I think they would explode. I don't think they would know what to do.
Dude, he would have probably some crazy 1980s female hair. Think about it.
Trump?
Yeah.
That'd be a real Sophie's Choice for the social justice.
It really would be. They would be like, wait a minute. Okay, but we're disowning the first transgender.
Wow.
Well, have you seen all those memes where people Photoshop Trump's face onto the Queen of England?
Yeah.
Those are really funny.
Yeah, I really like those.
People have a lot of time on their hands.
I don't know what they would do, though. I don't. I think they would be confused. I think it would tear them apart.
Yeah.
What, the left? I think the left is tearing itself apart as we speak.
They don't know where they're going.
No, and I think it's a division of socialism versus, you know, traditional just pussy, like just being a liberal. And I think socialism is probably going to win out in this next election. They've got Bernie ahead right now.
We're like a long way out from that.
Yeah. We are a long way out. So these are early polls, but he's raising the most money right now, which is really, really shocking. And with the rise of, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, fuck, man, who knows? He could get the nomination. Truthfully, if Hillary didn't rig it in the last one, it probably would have been Bernie versus Trump.
Correct. It wasn't just Hillary. The DNC did, too.
That was the DNC.
All the way around, right? So, but this time, I don't think they're going to be able to stop it because there's too many of them in office at the House of Representatives that, you know, they think that's what young people want right now.
Well, if they rig it again, like that's the end of the DNC. So, and they know it because they took so much heat over.
Do you really think so? Because Donna Brazile, the woman who did it and who like gave the questions to Hillary before that town hall meeting and everything, she became the goddamn leader of the DNC.
I think right after that. What I see happening is I hope, really, it might be like hope and see, is that there's enough fracturing within both parties going on right now that there might be an emergence of a third party that has significance now.
Yeah.
I really do, because the centrist vote is going to win.
Yep.
And if there's a centrist moderate vote or an actual run with legitimacy, even to validate a third party option, we could see it happen, because I think that you've got polarization to the point of, I don't know how to describe it, but the polarization in the parties where you have ultimately the base swaying most of the power, but you have the majority of the votes in the center. And most Democrats identify as centrist. Most Republicans identify as centrist. Yeah. So the majority of the votes are right there in the center.
Yeah.
So if you go hard socialist, that's a really hard general to win. It's a really hard general election. It really is.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is when you look at all the candidates from, let's say, far left socialist, self-identified socialist like Bernie, and then you start folding in Elizabeth Warren, is almost in the same camp. So she's just a little bit less, because what Bernie's talking about is completely pressing reset on the entire system is what he wants to do. And Elizabeth Warren is saying, not quite a reset, basically. And then when you get into the Cory Bookers and some of those other guys, they're more of a centrist Democrat. So when you look at the entire spectrum and who's actually running, Schultz doesn't have a bad, he really doesn't, he's not,
he's
on,
got money.
He's got a ton of money, and he speaks to the majority of voters out there right now. I'm not saying I'm pulling for him from one way or another. I'm just looking at politics in general and saying who's running, who's identified as running, who has a legitimate chance. I don't think any of those candidates have a legitimate chance of winning against Trump, to be honest with you. None of them. Yeah. I mean, Elizabeth Warren's going to get fucking
demolished
because of the whole Pocahontas thing. Like the right is going to shred her. Sanders is going to get, he's a socialist, so he's going to get shredded because there's enough voting public that still says socialism is bad and I'm not quite ready for it, for them to go into the booth and they're going to go, I'm kind of agreeing with what he says, but at the end of the day, I'm not quite ready to go full-blown Russia.
Yeah.
So that's my two cents.
So let me ask you this, Evan, like shitty coffee aside, do you vote for Schultz?
Me?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. Like, I think that he's the wrong, I think he's the wrong guy for the country. I just don't think that at this point in the country's history, I just don't think that, because, now granted, successful businessmen, that means that you're a successful businessman. That doesn't mean that you can be a successful politician. Doesn't necessarily build your resume. That means that you're going to be effective at uniting the parties and actually getting things done. That doesn't mean any of those things. So for me, I'm just kind of waiting for the race. I mean, I think we all know.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be a fun election to watch. You know, I know a ton of guys.
AOC
that are,
just continues to dig herself new holes every week.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, whoever ends up getting the nomination for the Democratic Party is going to, that she's going to be an albatross around their neck throughout this entire election cycle. I mean, it's going to be whole shit. They're either going to have to be like,
You need to stop.
Like half the questions they're going to get asked on a day-to-day campaign situation is going to be like, did you hear what this dumb bitch said? And they'll be like, oh, God. Like, I won't, they're either going to have to say, I only want to talk about my stuff, or right. they're going to have to address this person, and they're either going to go yes or no against her. And I think it's going to divide the party quite a bit.
Well, you have, you know, Queens, Long Island, Amazon pulling out. That is going to be just load them up artillery.
The have
just,
you seen the ads running just, in Times Square and everything?
That is like, you just, oh, yeah. gave, no, what are, what you just gave the conservatives a literally yeah. an artillery battery. Yeah. Just let's load them up and fucking blow them away with this thing. And then you've got the Green New Deal that is trash. That's another just whole set of tools that you can continue to just fucking way that's waste not to. It.
It's
go back to the newest stuff.
It's Dave. The oh, there right it is, there. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think right at this point, the wow. Republican Party wow. has so much that they can use, where this says this little microcosm of hyper progressive left socialist democratic socialist, however we want to identify that, there are enough people in the United States that just do not buy into this. This is high density urban area utopian pipe dream bullshit is what it is, and yeah. it doesn't speak to people in St. Louis. It doesn't speak to people in Kansas City. It doesn't speak to people in Ohio. Middle yeah. America is once again the again, Democrats are continuing to
LA
prove,
and New York think that like oh we they, got it right.
We got it right.
Yeah, it's you like know? No, you Which, don't.
You no. know, I mean, when you look at what was it, the Oscars or the Emmys that just came Oscars. Came around? Was Oscars. It the Oscars? You yeah. know, it's. It, I think it's super funny that what was the Green Book. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah. The that one best picture.
So basically driving Miss Daisy in reverse one again. Is that where we're at?
Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
So, you know, this idea that we're going to create movies in Hollywood that, you know, celebrate the unification of the races and all these things. It's like, man, really it just in this statement, which is white director, right? So it's a white director to the movie. And then Spike Lee again up like a real, I mean, he is for all purposes, he's the best, I think, at least one of the best directors for, say, African American films in American history.
Yeah, yeah he's
right.
One of the only.
He lost, which I think was pretty interesting. He lost to Driving Miss Daisy with Do the Right Thing. Yep. What was that back in fucking 90? When was that?
I think.
Yeah, 89 or right around there.
And then he lost again to The Black Klansman, which. Literally, that from my perspective, that's a way better movie. It's a way better movie. Yeah. Now, granted, it's not happy, touchy feely. You know, it's just.
Well, I mean, that shouldn't matter. No Country for Old Men won Best Picture, didn't it?
Right.
That movie was not touchy feely.
No.
Pretty rough, as I recall.
Oh yeah.
And then There Will Be Blood won.
Right.
Like it's. But it's this culture. The last couple of years, like last year, the whole like white Oscar bullshit.
Yeah, they have to. Now it's not even about good creative stuff anymore. No. Now it's does it meet the following objectives?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's about right. Seriously,
if your outcome is based on like those kind of objectives, that seems to kind of like take the whole point of the contest away, right? Like, what's the point of it?
I think they're trying to make political statements.
Yeah. I don't think those voters could give a best picture to a movie called Black Klansman.
Oh, is that what it was?
My guess. I mean, it's a tough one because people did love Green Book. So I don't know what to say.
Yeah, people loved it. I mean, I think it's, like I said, it's right. We've seen that movie before. So the originality perspective.
It's just a recut.
It's a recut.
You're
switching seats in the
Transformer
car.
Transformer 6.
You're switching seats in the car, and you're saying, okay, well, let's reverse it now and then put some comedy behind it. And hey, best picture. Done. Hey,
out of all
got
the,
it.
Out of all the weird shit that happened in the Oscars, well, my favorite is that the Queen movie won the sound editing thing, and they just like replayed Queen songs. There was he didn't sing shit. Like, yeah. I didn't do anything. Like he, the acting was great. I did like that movie though. Like it was a really good movie. It was a really good movie. But for all the things it could have won for, that one seemed a little weird to me.
Dude, that is like, weird.
Maybe Freddie Mercury should get that one.
Posthumously, like Freddie Mercury. Yeah.
You know what was fun is right after watching that movie, I went and pulled up the YouTube. On YouTube, it has hit their performance on that AIDS benefit. And they literally recreated it like almost shot for shot. Like
Really?
Yeah, it's yeah. funny. Wow. Next, if you watch that movie again, as soon as you're done, pull up the concert because they have on YouTube, they have the actual telecast that went out, and it is shot for shot redone in the movie. Almost exact. Like the same guys that are sitting on the rafters in the background, the same setup on his piano with the solo cups and the Pepsi and really? The beer. Everything is exact.
That's pretty cool. I like
to the
that.
Same where the cameraman really cool. gets entangled in him. Same thing happened in the real one.
That is super cool.
I like that.
Yeah. That's dope. That's awesome.
Yeah, look, a lot of people said it won for the last 10 minutes of that movie because of that. I'm in that camp as well. Like it was supposed to be Sacha Baron Cohen and not that dude. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, he was working on that script for 7 years. And then the version they turned into Queen, it was more dark and it was about Freddie Mercury having AIDS and it was a hard R. And Queen was like, no, we want this to be about the band, not about just Freddie. Go fuck yourself. And they fired him at the last minute. And then they ended up going with the Mr. Robot kid.
Wow. Who's a very good actor, by the way.
Oh, he did obviously. A great job yeah. at that.
Yep.
Why did people not like the movie? Because when I initially heard about it, they were like, oh, it sucked. But I thought A Star Is Born sucked.
Well, what I didn't like about it is that, to me, the story of Queen and the story of the 80s in general is that struggle that he went through and a lot of other people went through back then. And they totally glossed over all that bullshit.
Oh, really?
Like, they had a really good opportunity to talk about how Reagan and other people completely ignored the AIDS epidemic and actually hurt it a lot. And they just fucking said, fuck that, let's do a fluff piece. Basically.
Well, I'm sure the band had input on that. They're like, we want the story to be told more about the band and kind of self-infatuating. I don't know. But for sure.
It was definitely the band that made that decision. I just think it's unfortunate.
Because they still tour. So Adam Lambert is their lead singer. They've been touring with him for 6 years.
Yeah. And really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, they've been touring for 6 years. Maroon 5?
No,
exactly. That's
Adam Lambert was, I
same
believe,
person.
What? he won American Idol, right?
And yeah, he's a gay guy from American Idol. Yeah.
Yeah,
like season two or something, three maybe.
Boy can sing.
Yeah,
just like that.
Yeah, but do you ever see Milk? Like about Harvey Milk?
No.
It was a great film with Sean Penn.
That biopic was great, and they've covered everything, like him hanging out with fucking all these crazy drug doing bathhouse people in San Francisco in the 60s and 70s. It was a story about his actual life. It wasn't just some bullshit.
Right.
You know, it was a good movie, Kids. You ever watch that?
I love Kids. Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
Big fan of that.
It's a good one.
I watched that when I was in eighth grade, and it was like...
I don't remember that.
Scare a condom right in your penis.
I don't remember that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Well, I got yelled at in geometry class, and he was like, you know what? You need to watch the movie Kids. And I was like, all right. So we got it, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Wow. Yeah. I don't understand. What was it about?
Kids.
Just about kids.
It was
in
a
New
realistic
York.
Take on kids in New York who were kind of street kids.
Got it. Yeah.
But one of them had AIDS at the beginning of the movie and then ended up raping a girl at the end with unprotected sex. And I mean, it was fucked up.
Oh.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
Super dark.
It sounds fucking horrible.
It's super dark.
But it's nothing
they
to do with
fuck
that.
Up a homeless guy with a skateboard. Like, it's fucking. Oh. The whole movie is like.
So it sounds uplifting. Like, kids.
Kids.
Yeah.
Go watch Kids.
Go watch Kids.
It's dark as fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
It's a dark
film. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, I like dark films, though.
Same.
But it launched a lot of careers. That was Rosario Dawson's first movie, and then Chloe Sevigny. That was her first movie. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. That was good.
Wow.
I mean, you're looking at like 1996, I think.
Yeah, that's probably why I've never seen it. It was in a bubble. I think we still had like a Zenith dial channel television that weighed like 500 pounds in our living room.
I think we should bring back VHS porn and make a subscription model on it.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be
it's
pretty
like jacking
funny.
Off in a time machine, you know?
It's your like first remaster your first album. Box comes with a VHS player.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You got to get the VHS player. Yeah,
but you're going to have to somehow build a VHS player with an HDMI input.
Well, that's what we'll do. We'll do an HDMI input, even though you're only getting about 480 out of it.
RCAs are not existent on TVs anymore.
I think you're overthinking this. I think you just have to build a VHS-looking box that you put a
That would crush in the hipster market.
Right, yeah.
It's just like when people buy like high resolution record players now. Yeah. You're like, you're just playing a CD essentially.
I saw recently they made an iPhone case that on the back has a fully functioning Nintendo Game Boy that has every game ever made.
Yes.
So you just charge it and then you can play Game Boy on your fucking on the back of your iPhone.
Yep.
Wow. That thing's fucking awesome. Yeah, I saw that. Cool shit. It's great.
Damn.
So you can get your Mario Brothers on, like, straight up. On
Mike Tyson's Punch Shot was my fucking jam.
Yeah. Yep. I like that, too. I was into that.
Paperboy, man.
Paperboy.
We just, like, fucking
did this show
fell.
Just, like, hit a fucking brick wall? We were just like, holy
I know.
Fuck.
We're all like,
Game Boys.
I know. Let's get to the Drinking Bro of the Week.
All right.
All right. This is from Chas. I can't read the.
Bellafield.
Bellafield.
Yeah.
He says, He wants the fucking nominee to be the Washington Capitals? Fuck the Washington Capitals. No. We sponsor the Vegas Golden Knights, who fucking got beat by them in the finals last year, asshole. Don't show me that shit.
That's a great troll, though.
Fuck them.
God. Actually, sports.
The Caps are fine. Shelby Kemery, 1 year in the group, and the nominee is Roger. My dad has been through the worst possible time of any man. After 33 years of being together, there you go. Thanks. All right. After 33 years of being together and 31 years of marriage, he watched my mother pass away of cancer at the early age of 54. My dad is an Army vet and taught us about loyalty and duty, and which was very much on display in my mother's final months. He left his job, never left her side until the very end. My mom said she told him to go back to work, and his words were, "I don't give a shit. You are more important than any job. I would very much appreciate it if you all consider it for DB of the week. Thanks and Godspeed." Yeah, that's damn. Great.
That's some loyalty,
Roger.
Right there.
Roger.
Roger. Cheers to you. Roger,
cheers to you, brother. Drinking bro wife. Of the week.
And thank you, cheers. Shelby.
Yeah. And Dan, the passion in which you read that was
amazing.
You're like the modern day Morgan Freeman. Inspirational in your words.
If I calm down anymore, I would definitely go into cardiac arrest.
Your blood pressure's at fucking 40 right now. Jeez, hi, Louise.
Dan Holloway, I'm the new Valium rep. So
you want some? Sponsored. You want some?
I won the lottery today. Yeah. Yay.
Hey, guys. I just found out today that I'm going to live forever, and I inherited Jeff Bezos' wife's money. So,
just kill the show. Can we just kill the show now?
Yeah, we can kill it like those dolphins. For Matt Best, Evan Hafer, D'Anthony Holloway, Jared Taylor, I am Ross Patterson. Good night, everyone.
Bye.